She started running, but this time it was different. She was in her zone now. Every leaf, every branch was in complete detail as she chose exactly where to place each foot, each handhold, as she jumped over fallen trees, dodging between trees or using branches as shortcuts through the dense foliage. She spotted the weapon, then she spotted the sniper. She jumped from her location to the first rock face and started pulling herself up. There was nothing too tiny to use as leverage to climb. He was more than 100 feet above her, 70 feet, 40 feet. She watched as he fired again. She moved across the face of the cliff, trying to find a handhold, any handhold. In frustration, she drove her fist into the stone, pulverizing a hole, aggregate shooting everywhere. He was lining up for another shot. She wouldn't be in time. Determination fueled her anxiety. Frustration pierced her anger. The world flashed white. Suddenly, she was falling down towards him from above. She punched the back of his head, and his finger pulled the trigger as she came crashing down onto his body. His shot struck nothing, and he wouldn't ever be shooting anything again. His head had just about exploded from her punch. His blood was all over her hand.
We are down to almost nothing on our energy reserves.
What the hell just happened?
Bethany Ann struggled off of the corpse and grabbed the sniper rifle to use the scope to see what was going on down in the valley.
You transported your body up above the victim and, well, you know the rest.
Yeah, but how did I do it?
Reflex. Seeing the bear with the wounds looking like he was protecting a woman from two rather large wolves, one wolf taking off into the bushes to her left. This left one harassing the bear.
How much would it take to transport down there?
Bethany Ann pointed down to the clearing, at least 1,000 feet away from where they were presently.
Too much. You would need a significant etheric balance to make that jump. We will become more efficient using your reserves with every jump, but right now, you don't have it, and you won't be pulling it together for some time, well before that is finished.
How much blood?
Excuse me?
How much blood would I have to consume to get the energy needed? She needs me!
Bethany Ann's anger at the strong preying on the weak made the decision that she was going to become that which the monsters feared. If they feared Michael because of his honor, they were going to fear Bethany Ann because hell hath no fury like a woman protecting her own. And the defenseless were indeed Bethany Ann's own.
Well, I truly couldn't say. We would need to try a little and then I could—
Tell me when I've got enough!
With that, Bethany Ann reached down and grabbed the body with her right hand, never taking her eyes from the clearing that she could see below. She lifted the 200-pound corpse as if it weighed the same as a sack of potatoes and started sucking blood from the neck with incisors that grew as her eyes became red. And then she just disappeared, the corpse falling back to the ground.